Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. We have an awesome episode for you today, but we just want to remind you before the episode starts that if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, please leave your comments in the Q&A section under this episode. If you're listening on Apple, Google, or anywhere in between, please tweet Gary at Gary V. Make sure you join the Discord to stay up to date on all things V Friends, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Holy shit, Gary, what's up, bro?
Things are good, bro. Thank you for being on.
I never thought I'd be able to talk to you, but here's my one question. I'm 17. I'm a senior now.
And you're going into your senior year?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And soon I'll be 18, and I think I'm going to get kicked out. So here's my deal. I want to do so much. I started pushing Instagram. I started pushing TikTok. I started pushing YouTube. And I've started to make like somewhat of a following. But here's my deal. I don't know if I should be getting a job out of high school or should I keep pushing this, and then should I start flip life, because
all three. If you're not going to go down the traditional path of like college and a job, and in that world, me too. If you're not going to do that, the biggest problem that kids that are not going to college and they're like, Gary V, I'm like you, is like, I'm like, are you willing to work 18 hours a day?
I'm willing, you know? Man.
Well, good. Well then good news. If you are, and I could see the passion of like, let me phrase, I can definitely see the disdain for the school system. Now the question becomes, do you have the humility to get a job? Do you have the passion to do flip life and social media on the side while you eat dirt having a job paying you dick because you are a high school kid?
I'm willing, man. If
good. If you're strategic, I think you get a job at Goodwill. You get $8 an hour, but who gives a fuck, because you're there as soon as the shit comes in and you buy up all the good shit. Right?
Yeah.
You get a $10 an hour job at a baseball card store, and you learn the sports card thing. Brother, I don't know if you've been paying attention to me, especially last week. Like, I've been hot on it again because I had time to finally breathe. Like, sports cards are fucking crazy.
I've seen them, man. I've seen it.
You like sports or Pokemon? If you don't, it's okay. I just need the answer.
I'm not big into it, but I've attempted to sell my Pokemon cards in the past, but my dad was just so heavily on, you're not gonna sell that online, like there's no sense, it's too expensive, nobody's gonna buy your shit. And
so your dad's a no man.
Yes, very much. Well, we gotta
stick it to him.
That's exactly why he won't let
in a loving way people. In a loving way. Well, listen, he's not gonna have control over you in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be a man and stand on your own feet if you're not gonna listen to your dad.
So move how out. I start this whole thing if I don't have a car, and like,
you take a bus, you find a friend who drives you. I didn't have a car in college, and I found my friend Spanky. Yes, that's his name. There was Spanky and Hanky. My friend Hank. If we can find my friend Hank, who lived in Pennsylvania, I would do anything he wanted. I'm trying to think back to fucking 1995, but like, he had a car and I had to go to Toys R Us and buy fucking starting lineups to flip on eBay. And I would do shit for him to have access to his car. Like I laugh when kids are like, but I don't have money. I don't have a car. I'm like, figure it the fuck out if you're a tough guy and can do it. You know, like, I don't, you know, that like, you can't, don't be your dad and be no. You don't have a car? Fucking find, get a girlfriend who does. Literally get a girlfriend for a fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's rugged a little bit, but like, I don't fucking know. When you're in the dirt, you do dirt shit. Like, I laugh when people are like, oh, Gary Vee, easy for you. I'm like, fuck you, dick. Nothing was easy for me. I was in the dirt, fucking got myself out of the dirt, and I still fucking dirt play. I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning on fucking eBay buying Tim Hardaway 1990 Fleer rookie cards, 500 of them at 80 cents a piece, because I think it's gonna be worth $4. I'm fucking dirt out here. I'm fucking at the top of my game, and I'm in the fucking dirt right now. I'm in the dirt, 2 in the morning, brother. 2 in the morning, I bought 500 ungraded Tim Hardaway rookie cards for fucking 80 cents a piece with the hope that I'm right about basketball 90s and 2000s and it's going to go to $4. Like, me.
Yeah, bro. And
yeah, bro. So, like you don't have a car? Figure it the fuck out. You have a friend? Make a friend. You have a girlfriend? Make a girlfriend, a boyfriend. I don't know how you, like, do your shit. Figure it the fuck out.
Right. And
find your three other ridiculous friends and get to the fucking shittiest apartment you can so you can get the fuck out of the house. No more no. Get three friends that are yes and fucking live around yes and get the fuck out of no.
So.
And ask for nothing. A lot of kids at 17 want to go on their own path, but then want mommy and daddy to do shit.
So should I wait till I'm 18 and then get those three friends, or should I figure something out now and then?
Always now. Do you have friends?
Yes, I do.
Do some of them have cars?
Yes.
Good. Figure out which one is also into the hustle life or is open to the hustle life. Great. That's your fucking ticket.
Yes.
What's his name or her name?
His his name is Bradley.
Right. So now it's about you, like, you hang up now and you're like, yo, Bradley, let's fucking go ham. I'm gonna fucking work 15 hours a day learning everything that's worth money on the internet. You got a car, we're gonna drive to, once fucking COVID or whatever the fuck you are, like, we're gonna drive to fucking Toys R Us's, we're gonna drive to sports car stores, we're gonna drive to garage sales, we're gonna drive to fucking, and you're gonna learn.
Yeah, bro. Here's something else. My friend and I wanted to do this alternative energy business when we get out of high school. But the thing is that I might have to go to college for that. And I'm not so go smart on tests and I don't know.
So don't do the energy business.
So
listen, me and my friend wanted to be the fucking quarterback of the New York Jets.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if you're not good at school and you're not good at testing, like, fuck the, bro, are you passionate about the energy business or did you hear people make money in the energy business?
At one point.
Tell me the truth.
Man, just to be honest, I just want to make my own living doing what I want to do.
Do you want to fucking trade energy, dick? No. You chased it because you probably heard from one person or read some shit or your friend said, like, you can make some money trading energy. You don't give a fuck about energy, Clay.
Man, all I want to do is just do what makes me happy. I don't really
give a shit about energy. Does energy, does trading, dude, stick with me here. Does selling fucking energy make you happy?
I haven't done it, so no, not right now.
Good. So let's take a step back. There's a million ways to make money. I'm about to make more money selling sports cards than everything I do. I'm starting, like, in the last week, I'm like, I just might fucking retire and just flip sports cards for the rest of my life.
Right.
Not retire, because fuck that bullshit, but I mean, like, retire from what I'm doing and convert. Just, I mean, I went from wine to this shit. I might just go to sports cards. I think sports cards are generation's art. I think it's forever until I die. It's going to go, it'll go up and down. Economy goes down, it'll go down, but not the fucking classics. So that's what I'm thinking about. It's definitely going to be a major side thing. So, like, what the fuck do you like? I see your fucking fresh
hood. I like fitness, man. I love lifting weights. I love doing cardio. I love listening to music. I love playing video games.
Let's go. That's a lot. So let's, like, right away, you need to learn how to flip video games and fucking, like, if you, like, you should definitely learn how to make money. Buying and selling is a trait that's fucking unbelievable. Or
I've heard you, it.
And I would, if I'm you, if I'm you, I'm doing fitness content on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. That's as one thing. Right. Beautiful. Yeah. And two, fucking learn how to buy and sell shit.
I've so been wanting to.
No, wanting, Clay, wanting is bullshit. Wanting is excuses. Clay, wanting's for fucking losers.
I've been watching your flip life things, but the whole thing is the car, and I couldn't.
Bro, the cars, yeah, because this is where you got to break away from your dad's thing. Your dad says no, you're saying no. I fucking figured out your car thing in 2 fucking seconds. It's fucking Bradley, bro.
And here's something else. I talked to my uncle last night because me and my dad got into it last night. He has issues and really bad, and my uncle said that it would be illegal if I moved out right now and I would just mess up my life, but I want to get
illegal
away from
it.
Yeah,
what do you mean illegal?
Because I'm not 17 or something. Or
your
I'm
uncle's
not
full of shit. Your uncle's full of shit.
I love my uncle, and I
love your uncle too. I love your uncle too. I fucking love your uncle. I'm sure he's telling you that because he loves you and just thinks you're too young to go. We got kids being sent to fucking countries to fight wars at your age. I'm not worried about you moving the fuck out.
Yeah. Kids getting shot up before they're 18, but so here's something else I'll ask you. Could you follow my social down there so then you can see
everybody
it?
Everybody will follow you. I'll follow you, but Clay, listen to me. You're a really nice kid. Listen to me. You gotta do.
I've been following you for like 3 or 4 years, man, and I never thought I'd get to talk to you.
Listen to me. I appreciate that, but we need to level it up one stop side. You have to do. No more thinking. And if you're struggling with pops, moving out is an option. Maybe it's not. Maybe you wait a year. You know, people get mad. They're like, this fucking Gary Vee is telling this kid to move out. Like, that's easy for people that have good situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe it's right. Maybe it's not. But I can tell you this. Whenever you jump, whether that's tonight or whether it's a year from now, you have to do.
Right.
You can't think. You can't watch. If you watch one more of my garage sale videos without going to a garage sale, you're fucking losing. I'm not here trying to entertain you. I'm not here trying to inspire you to go do and do it for you. I don't want you to buy my shit. I want you to sell your shit.
I'm gonna do my best because I've seen it at Goodwill. Like I've seen a shirt that they're selling for $5 go for $45 online because I got the eBay app and I was doing what you were doing.
Did you buy the $5 shirt?
No, I didn't because I told my dad and he said it was stupid.
Yo,
like
bro,
he's gonna be able to ship it
up. Bro, I love your dad. I'm sure he's got his own situation. Listen to me. You can't listen to your dad.
I'm trying not to, but then all that does is just make fights and arguments when I try and do
buy
my own.
Buy your fucking shirt. Buy the shirt. What, your dad's not right. I don't think, is your dad going to kick you out of the house for buying the shirt and posting on fucking Poshmark?
I don't know. I've never attempted it. I've seen a $20 pair of shoes at Goodwill sell for $150 online, and I should have bought those bitches and sold them.
And you didn't because you were worried about your dad?
No, because I actually need the pair of shoes.
What are you talking about? If you sold the shoes, you could have bought that shoes back and had $130 in fucking profit.
Right. See that's
listen,
the deal.
You DM me. We got a lot of work to do here, brother, but you can get there, Clay. You can, but right now you're in a no, scared, fearful mindset. We need to get you the fuck out.
Yeah, we do, man.
All right. You send me a DM. I'll look for you.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you so much for your time, Gary.
You're welcome, Clay. Have a good day.
All right, bro. You too.
Let's keep it moving. Harrison.
Yo, Gary, what's up?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Good. All right, so my question is, I'm 15, and my question is, will I look back at all the time I spent on social media and sort of regret all the time I put into it?
I'm sorry, brother?
Oh, my question was,
yep.
is, will I look back at all the time I spent on social media and regret everything I did?
Why?
I mean, I don't know, because I spent so much time, like, creating content, posting, and trying to build it up because that's something I want to do in the future, like with business and social marketing, stuff like that.
Are you worried you're going to regret that?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I see what's happening. You, like millions of others, worry about the thing that you want to happen happening. And if it doesn't happen, then you'll regret it instead of living like me, which is you do what the fuck you want to do. And if it works out, awesome. But if it doesn't, awesome, because you did what the fuck you wanted to do.
Right.
You're looking for the prize instead of the process.
Yeah, Yeah, I know.
You want to live in a hype house and make $1 million a year fucking rocking like cool hair product because your hair is epic. And what I wanted to do was just go to flea markets and find strawberry shortcakes and flip them. And if that worked, good. But if it didn't, I would never regret it. Because mm-hmm. it's what I wanted to do. How can you regret something you wanted to do?
Easy. Yeah, I love
it. If you expect something to happen that doesn't happen, that's how you get fucked. Don't expect and just love it for what it is and then see where it plays out.
All right. What were you
going to do with your time anyway?
Yeah, that's exactly what I fight in my head.
Nothing. So who gives a fuck? You're going to fucking like play video games, jerk off, hang out with your friends? Like you're going to do dumb shit anyway. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. So and I love doing it. And...
The end. Bro, right. The fucking end. How the fuck are you going to regret something you love?
Yeah.
Only if you have expectations on some 1% shit that doesn't work out and then you beat yourself up for something that's some 1% shit.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah. And what content would you post at my age and like where I'm
whatever
at?
The fuck I want. I mean, listen, I wish I was your age and had like back mm-hmm. in the day we had this, like my shit would have been flea markets and video games and like probably some dorky love letters to some girls in high school. Who the fuck knows? Whatever the fuck's on your mind.
All right. Thanks.
You can't regret something you love. You can only be disappointed. Some weird ambition you had didn't play out. Just do it for the fucking process. Don't do it for the prizes and your life will be so much better.
Mm-hmm. What are some ways that I could use to engage with my audience and kind of build it up?
Do you reply to every single DM and comment?
I reply to every single positive comment on my TikTok.
So I just think it's more content then.
Okay.
How much are you posting per day?
It depends. It can be like 5 to 20 times a day.
Wow. So you're crushing that. So I would say.
Yeah, my TikTok is, it's insane right now. I'm loving it.
Just keep tripling down, duets, replying to things, mm-hmm. being on trends, okay. You know, emailing people and seeing if they want to collab. Just,
okay.
You're rolling. Don't put some sort of, I'm going to be a full-time influencer thing on a pedestal. Just keep your head down and process.
All right. Thank you.
I'm telling you, man, I never thought like I was going to be some famous businessman. They didn't exist. They were mm-hmm. dorks. I didn't want to be Bill Gates. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And then it kind of worked out. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's your TikTok handle?
Harrison T. James. Same thing as my Instagram.
Harrison T. James. There it is. All right, brother. Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Stay well. I'm ready.
Hello. Oh, gosh. I won't believe how nervous I am right now.
How are you? Okay. What's your name?
I'm Kiara. My name is Kiara. I'm from South Africa.
Very nice. What part of South Africa?
Durban.
Very nice. It's so nice to meet you, Kiara. Go ahead.
I first saw you on Draw with Jazza on a video about how to turn your art into a business. And I actually didn't have a very good first impression of you. I mean, you picked up a piece of paper and you drew a face and you were like, this is art. Anybody can make art. And I was like, then I checked your YouTube channel and now I'm hooked. I mean, my family's tired of hearing Gary V this, Gary V that. But my mom is successfully, she's hooked. She calls you Uncle V.
I love it. Well, tell her I said hello.
Okay. So I'm an artist and a self-published author. I like writing. I'm obsessed with anything creative, like anything I can use to transfer my imagination and share it. I'm just obsessed with any form of storytelling. So, and at the same time, I'm also doing a computer science degree. So like, have you watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's a scene there where the main character faces his biggest fear, which is having to work in an office. And that's basically me. I used to feel like my degree is a ticking time bomb, and after I complete the degree, I'll have no choice but to be thrown into a boring office job that I just won't enjoy. But then I learned that I could turn my art into a business. like I learned from you and from Jazza that I could actually make a living making art and selling my art and my novels and everything. So that's what I've been doing. I followed all your advice. I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. I make content daily. I'm on Instagram. I started a community on Instagram, everything. And coming to my question now, a couple of episodes ago on Tea with Gary Vee, you mentioned that you suggest documenting for people who can't create. So my question is, what's the difference and how do I know which one is for me? How do I know whether
you're documenting? Yeah, I mean, look, you could do both because you have the talent and the passion for creating, right? Even the way you asked the question, articulated yourself, you know, you've just got a level of charisma and strength that's super obvious to me. And so for you, you know, there's a very small percentage of us that are actually great at creating. It's actually a talent and it's hard. So the reason that piece of content resonated with so many people when I said document, don't create, was it opened up the ability for many people to make content and not feel the pressure of being creative. They're just filming themselves reality documentary style. And so I think you can do both because you've got the harder part naturally as a God-given gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I get a lot of feedback from people I know mostly, but right now I'm trying to grow my audience to something to bigger so I know whether I'm actually good enough to create.
Well, yes, I do. Remember this. I was making videos for 3, 4, 5 years before anybody cared. At a very small community. Yeah. You know, just remember that you're very early in the process. You know, the biggest challenge for kids is the way the brain works with time. When you're 17, 5 years seems incredible because it's almost, you know, it's a little less than a third of your life. You know, but in the reality, 5 years is no time at all. And so you need to realize that you need to be doing this for 5 years before you decide if anything's happening. And most people give up after 5 minutes, not 5 years.
I'm definitely in this for the long run. I started my channel in 2018. I only found you in the beginning of this year, though. I just turned 19 on Sunday, though.
Happy birthday. Listen to me. You don't have to be relegated to an office job because as long as your passion is high and your humility is even higher, you can always live very humbly and do what you love. The only reason to get an office job is to be unhappy and buy things that don't make you happy. The world was tricked into the size of their home and the size of their car and the fanciness of their vacations. If you're part of the next generation that focuses on happiness, not wealth, you'll be able to do what you love your whole life. You just might live in a humble place. You might have humble transportation because you chose happiness, and unfortunately the commercial success of that happiness is not as great as you'd like it to be. Or like many, and I mean millions, over time you'll get both, and that excites me.
That excites me too. And do you suggest using the analytics and insights to like get more engagement?
Yes, I do, but what's great about making volume is sometimes you just come from an artistic place and sometimes you can come from an analytical place. Too many people just choose one. And I always say do both because when you're putting out so much content, you can do both.
Okay. Also, it would be amazing if you could visit my university campus after this whole corona thing is over. If you could visit my university campus, there's a lot of people here who would benefit from a speech from you.
Well, listen, being asked in such a sweet way always wants me to say yes. So why don't you talk to Dustin and get us the information? I've been planning a trip to South Africa anyway, and maybe I could swing by. How far are you from Johannesburg?
About 6 hours away.
No problem.
Okay.
Easy little drive. You and D-Rock in the back. All right. I wish you well.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon. Thank
you. Wait, one last thing. Sure. One last thing. Can you follow me on Instagram?
100%. What's your handle?
It's Kiara KS Maharaj. KS Maharaj.
KS, yep. KS and then your last name.
Yeah.
KS, excuse me. KD. KS. M-A-H-A-R-A-J. All right, you have 560 followers. Oh my God, you're very good. You're very good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Really,
this is amazing. This is fantastic. I'm gonna send
you very much.
I'm gonna have Dustin DM you a sports card. Dustin, hit up Little Lou. I'm gonna have you draw me a sports card, replica of a sports card, and I'm gonna post it to get you even more followers that don't watch Tea with Gary Vee. All right, look, you're up to 600.
Okay.
Now you're up to 616 followers because everybody's watching is following you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you very much. I love to paint the sports card for you.
674.
Oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh.
715.
I'm shaking right now.
This is good luck. 777. Good luck.
No. Thank you very much. You have no idea. I love to do a painting for you.
Look at this. This is unbelievable. You are really talented.
No way. Thank you. Oh my God. I'm so glad you like it.
I mean, it's everyone's going to like it. The whole world's going to like it. You're very good. You have a real talent.
That makes me so happy. I have no idea.
Really talented. Okay. Well, it makes me happy. Before you leave here, let's see. Yep, that's what I thought. You're now, you just doubled your followers.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Gary. I love you.
I love you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What a super fucking talented soul. What a sweet girl. Fucking love this show. Let's keep going.
Hello, Gary.
What's good, bro? How are you? Idris? Is that Idris, how you pronounce it? Idris. Such a pleasure.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm overwhelmed, man. I'm overwhelmed.
Thank you, my friend. Where are you from?
Yeah. I'm originally from Uganda. I'm living in South Africa, Johannesburg. And I'm just excited the fact that you're coming down here, bro. Like, it's everything
I've
ever wished for.
I've been talking to my homie, right, Black Coffee, for a long time. And so we're going to make it happen.
Whoa!
That's my guy.
Jeez. I mean, Joburg is now, right now, Joburg is happy. Because, like, you're the big deal. You're everything for the new generation.
Thank you so much.
I just want to let you know that, you know, this means a lot to me. I mean, I support Liverpool, and you and Oprah are one of the people that I've always wanted to meet. And I mean, this is an opportunity, like, it's very big for me. Like, I'm even out of words.
Thank you.
So my story is no different from any other African child. You know, I grew up in Uganda and I finished my varsity, but the same story, like, I was good in art, but you know, like, me growing up, I had to choose whether to stay on art or to go with education and do what, you know, your parents would wish you to do. So I finished my varsity, but I couldn't get a job. You know, like most of people, you finished school, you can't find a job, the same story. So I didn't have to wait to, like, get a job. I had to find a way of how I should hustle and, you know, get some money in my bag and do what I really wanted. So I had to go down in South Africa to live with my family. And coming over this side, it's the same story. There's no jobs. You know, it's all about trying to hustle out to find a job. So I had to do what you usually preach out, is do something that you can. So I had to just find a job at a restaurant and, you know, trying to put some money in my pockets, you know, and find a way of creating what I wanted. So in my head, all I wanted was to have a company and, you know, do business, you know, on my own. But I didn't have the source. So all I had to do was, you know, just to go get a job, a small job at the restaurant, keep some money, you know, in my pockets and start something that I wanted. By that time, I didn't have any idea of what really I wanted, but all I wanted do something that makes me happy. Then I was introduced to digital marketing because the job that I was doing at that time, you know, like you usually say all the time, people just look at you and they don't know what's on your head. Everyone was smiling at you, thinking maybe you're a loser, you don't have a way to go. So it really pushed me to use my nighttime to go back. Already I had a degree, but I felt like, you know, my degree was not actually helping me at the moment. Because I just wanted to go back and, you know, start from the scratch using this job, because the only opportunity that I had at the moment was my bread. And how do I use that opportunity to create something that I wanted, you know? So from the restaurant, I had to go to Google and go to YouTube to know how, you know, to start up, you know, website.
Yep.
So I had to learn the website and all that stuff. And I introduced myself to digital marketing. And from there, in doing my digital marketing, you know, I started, you know, learning how to create the Facebook pages, the Facebook marketing, you know, and other tutorials that I got from Facebook, from YouTube. So I started to engage with people on Facebook to help them, and people that I met actually as I was doing my restaurant work. You know, I had to tell people that I can do
it. So
from there, my question is, I'm in digital marketing, and also I really like fitness. So how do I try to expand and do my own digital media company?
Content.
Yeah.
You have to make content on LinkedIn and Facebook talking about yourself and your abilities.
Okay. All right. I tried it.
Tried it. Okay. You know, if you tried from the day you were born to right now, because you're so young and you did it every day, you didn't put enough time in.
All right.
So many kids, this is what fucks kids up. Trying it and not seeing results. Do me a huge favor here. I really need this from you.
Yeah.
Tell me the truth. How long did you try? For how many days, weeks, months? Tell me the truth. How long did you try making a lot of content every day for LinkedIn, Facebook, every day about you and your marketing abilities? How long did you try? And I know the number's very low, so don't be embarrassed, but tell me the actual number.
You're right. I usually...
Oh, I know I'm right.
Yeah, my posting is very, very low because most of the time I'm trying to...
How long? I know, because you're doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Restaurant. Yeah. Doing the stuff for the other people that are giving you a chance for free or working. How long did you, for you, post content about you, which led to people coming to you?
I'm done now with doing restaurant. I'm actually doing my own freelancing. So but most of the time I spend it doing some work for the clients.
Of course. Yeah. I understand. I have VaynerMedia, right? And when we started it, I was doing work for clients, but I was also doing my work. As a matter of fact, at one point Vayner got so busy, which is why when you go to YouTube and search my name with every year, the one opening where you don't see a lot is 2012 and 13, because I was so head down to put, you know, from 06 to 13, I made content. But in 12 and 13, you can't find a lot of content for me. Because I was so head down building Vayner, I needed to build the legs of the chair. You know what I mean? Everybody sees this. Everybody sees this part. But what I focus on is this shit. And so I understand that. But I want the answer to my question. How many pieces of content did you put out about you and what you're good at and what you love and who you are and why they should talk to you on LinkedIn and Facebook? On LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, how much time, how long, how many weeks,
I post
years, days?
Once in a while, I usually do my stories every day, but I
not stories.
Main post, it takes like once in a week, could be once in a week.
That's some totally unacceptable shit.
I know you're gonna kill me for that. I know you.
I can not kill. I'm gonna fucking destroy you for that.
I knew that. And I don't know.
That's
it.
Well, I know. You asked me a fucking question on this fucking show, and I'm giving you the fucking answer. I know. Fucking make content every day. A lot of it. Document. fucking film from your camera as you're working, and every good thing you come up with, talk to yourself, fucking post-production, cut it, and share it with the fucking world. Your secrets, too many people that are single practitioners think if they share their ideas, somebody's gonna steal it and nobody's gonna pay them anymore. I promise you, my man, you don't know anything that the world doesn't know. It's all free on YouTube and fucking social. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. So that's the fucking, let's fucking go. Make content.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. Okay, my next question, I take it for everyone.
No. You get to ask your next question, but one more time. That's the fucking answer, my guy. All right, go ahead.
Okay, my next question, I take it for a lot of people, my friends that are in the MLM and the flip networking. So I want to know, MLM versus flip networking, what's your take about it?
I'm not a big fan of MLM.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm asking it is you coming to Johannesburg. And I promise you, 60% or 70% of people that are following you on YouTube here in South Africa, they're doing MLM.
That's okay. The reason why- First of all, I don't get to decide if MLM is good or not. I'm just one man. I don't like the structure of how it actually plays out and where the money goes, but that's one man's opinion.
You're right.
And so I don't think my success enables me to be right about anything, but I'm also very comfortable in sharing my opinions. And so I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you know, the reason why I'm asking is actually is to help, you know, because a lot of the young lads, they're looking for opportunities.
They're looking for quick money.
But 90%, that's the thing that 90, they don't because they're young, and they would love to get any good information or opinions from a person like you. You know, they'd like to know, because when I look at flip networking, I would literally do flip networking. I feel like all the people that are actually successful entrepreneurs, they're doing flip networking. They're doing flip networking in real estate. People that are selling cars, people that are selling everything, they're flipping stuff. You know, you
get to buy something. Different. That's different than I'm just going to sell you a lifestyle of passive income. You just need to get these people to work and you're higher up the tree. Who gives a fuck about the product? That's an afterthought. That is 90% of what I've seen. And so I'm just not a fan of it.
If I'm a single mom, I'm a high school student, and maybe I'm a college dropout, what would you choose for me? Like MLM versus flip networking?
Flipping. I want to make sure I understand flip networking, because the term you're using, what do you mean by that? Because I want to make sure we're on the same
flip
page.
Networking could be the same as flip. Like, you know, like
flipping
things maybe. Yeah, that on one. eBay.
That right. one. What people don't understand, the majority of people don't understand, is learning how to buy something and selling something, even if you make a dollar, the skill of learning how to find, market, ship, the skill of that, learning the skill of like that hard work is such a foundational skill.
Yeah, because, you know, here in South Africa, that I really, really want you to come here, because this is going to be a very big deal for Africa as a continent, because we are living in a situation where we have low employment level, you know, and you find that, you know, if someone can learn the skill of flipping, they can be able to make some, you know, an extra income on the side. Most people, they are resorting to MLMs because they feel that that's the only way they can make an extra income.
Yeah. Like I get it.
Your sister to buy something.
I mean, people sell drugs for that reason. People steal for that reason. People sell junk bonds. People start market. Like, people's need for money is something I understand. I think how you make your money versus how much you make is very important.
You're right. Okay. My last question.
Awesome. You know what? Go ahead. Go fast, and then we'll cut them off. Okay. And go to the next one, like on talk radio. Go ahead.
Okay, I mean, like, if you're a female in Africa, I would say, how would you, like, I just wanted to put yourself in a picture of being a female. You know, how would you use this situation? Because the pandemic of the coronavirus has really made, you know, some mess up to people. You know, how would you actually, like, use the online platforms to get out of the situation right now? Like, you know,
whether you're female, whether you're a male, whether you're black, whether you're white, the internet doesn't give a shit.
Okay.
That's the best part of the internet. When you sign on and I sign on, the internet doesn't see a black man and a white man. That's the best part of the internet. It's the best.
I get you, man.
That's why I love it so much, because I love people so much, and it's the gate, you know, people blame it for so much, but there's so much opportunity. And so for all the women in South Africa, you know, tap into your passions. By the way, we just had a woman from South Africa right before your call.
Young girl, yeah.
Amazing,
yeah.
Yes. So it's all the same shit. Figure out who you are, put in the hard work, be patient, look for happiness, not money, you know, and away you go.
Thank you very much.
I believe
Gary.
In that.
Ask for a follow up on Instagram, please.
I will. Yes, I will do that right now. Got it.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You're welcome, my friend.
You
too, my friend.
Number one.
Thank you, brother. You're number one. I really appreciate you. Hold on. Want to make sure I get this.
I am.
Are you? Do you have a? Underscore. You caught me with the underscore. Dude, you're fucking jacked. Dude, you got real fucking. You got real abs, bro.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's you,
man. That's awesome. Yeah, that's me.
First of all, your food content's incredible.
I love fitness.
Bro, you're fucking jacked. Dude, take off your shirt. Take off your shirt. Right now, I'm serious. I don't give a fuck. Do it right now. I don't give a fuck. Take it off. Let's give the fans something. You're fucking diesel, bro.
But
you
go. Good, bro.
Let's go, bro. Show these people. I want you to motivate me. Look at this dude. Let's go, bro. Let's go. Show them, bro. Let's fucking go. Good hard work, bro. Listen to me.
Yeah.
The same work you put into creating that body, that's what you have to do on making content to build your name. You understand?
I do, bro.
The discipline and the actual work that you put in, that's the fucking game. Do you understand?
All right.
You understand? You figured it out for fitness. That's what you have to do in work. Not give up after a week. You know how people hit you up and they're like, I give up. You're like, no. Every day for the rest of your life. Not fucking 1 week. That.
I appreciate it.
I got you, my man.
Jeff, Dustin, and all the other guys in the team.
You got it. I followed you, bro. You're about to get a lot of followers, I feel. All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Peace, buddy.
Good shit.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it, and we hope to see you next time.